T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the release of President Trump's tax returns to Congress.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff joins us from Capitol Hill. Bill, this temporary stay was expected?
Yeah, it was expected, and you shouldn't read into this as a political thing necessarily, although it's tempting because Republicans control the majority on the court. But what this is about is just giving some time, especially to House Democrats, to respond to the president's latest legal filing. And what we're talking about here is a fight over his business records. An 8-3 ruling of the full D.C. Circuit last week said that he had to turn them over to state authorities. And so now what they're doing here is just throwing a brake on the whole thing, like I said, to give all parties a chance to breathe, give Democrats a chance to respond to the Trump filing. They'll pick it up at a later date, and then we'll find out what they intend to do with it from there.
All right, this concerns a request by Congress. Any word from the Supreme Court on the Manhattan DA's request for Mr. Trump's tax returns?
Nothing yet. There were a number of orders that were issued today by the High Court. We scanned through them. We didn't see anything addresses the SDNY and the local cases there. So, but again, the court is meeting all week long. It doesn't mean we don't see more orders as the week goes on.
Let's turn to impeachment now, Bill. The president's now saying he'll consider whether to provide written testimony in the impeachment inquiry.
Boy, yes, and it raised a lot of eyebrows from people who read it, but for those in the know, particularly those on Capitol Hill and in the administration, our sources are telling CBS News, you know, this is probably just the president being the president. He often just sort of goes off on a stream of consciousness, if you will, and they say that this perhaps was one of those moments where he said, sure, I'd be willing to do it. The sources we've spoken to on the Hill and at the White House are doubtful that he would do it, especially in public. I mean, they resisted that big time in the Mueller probe because they didn't want to open up the president to perhaps speaking on one of those stream of consciousness things and perhaps going against something that he had said earlier. So even if it did happen, gentlemen, I think it wouldn't happen except for maybe answers to submitted written questions.
But there will be plenty of testimony this week. Who can we expect to hear from?
Well, we're going to start off tomorrow with not one, two, but 4 witnesses, 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is going to appear alongside Jennifer Williams in the morning session. She is an aide to the vice president. He, of course, is one of the leading experts on Ukraine for the State Department, and he is the first member of the administration to come forward who is actually listening in on that July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, and that call, as you know, prompted the initial whistleblower complaint. He said he was worried about Ukraine investigating the Bidens because it could undermine U.S. national security. As to what Williams may say in the morning, we don't really know. They haven't released her transcript yet, although we're hearing some rumblings that may be coming a little bit later on. Then in the afternoon, quickly, Kurt Volker, the former special representative to Ukraine, one of the central players in the events surrounding the efforts to use military aid as leverage against the Ukrainian government, is expected to testify along with Tim Morrison, and he is the National Security Council's outgoing senior director for European and Russian affairs. Didn't think anything illegal happened in that phone call, but he was worried enough to raise concerns about it.
And Bill, quickly, Nancy Pelosi sending out a letter to her colleagues today about the impeachment process.
Yeah, interestingly enough, this is the evolution of Nancy Pelosi. You'll recall that in the early days, she resisted the idea of an impeachment inquiry. She wanted her members to run for election next year on achievement and legislative achievement, knowing that impeachment probably was going to be a no-win situation, but that ball picked up steam. And as of today, she says that, you know, for Republicans and others who say the election should decide Mr. Trump's fate, she says it's now too late for that because the president is jeopardizing the integrity of the 2020 election, and says the facts are uncontested that the president abused his power for personal benefit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.